Hello, welcome to I Don't. What? We're not in the office. Whoa! We had to move because of Godzilla and King Kong. Also, it's me, JoJo, and
me, Kev on stage. And big spoiler alert.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. Do not watch this unless you've already seen Godzilla vs. King Kong.
Or you're not going to watch it.
And you want the most epic review of the most epic movie.
Also, you should watch Godzilla movies with the story. It's just kind of like cool high-tech stuff, but I want to see fighting.
It's enough story to get to the punching and fire breathing. Building crash. Snarl.
Okay. That is indeed how they sound like. And yes, is what happens in the movie. But also, when we were on the plane to here, I was watching King of Monsters, Godzilla King of Monsters, and there's a lot of story, and I'm just like, I don't care, dog. I just want to fight part. And then, like, the last 30 minutes of the movie was just them fighting. And I was like, yeah, this is what I want.
That's what I signed up for, baby.
Yeah, I mean, it is a story, but I just want fighting.
It was a great story. It was a fantastically well-written story.
What happened? What?
Man, listen, this is what happened. Godzilla's mad. Why? He's never attacked us before. Something must be up at Apex. Guy from Atlanta. They're hiding something. Something big. King Kong. What? I like my house. We can't keep you here. We'll take you out somewhere to Antarctica. And you'll show us the power source, but you don't know that. We think we're taking you home. Okay. Yeah. Godzilla found me. I almost drowned. We're gonna carry you in
the drowning part. I thought that was before.
No, that was when King Kong was fighting Godzilla underwater.
Yeah, but that was when he was going to Antarctica. Not when he was.
Oh yeah, you're right. Back up. On my way to Antarctica, Godzilla found me.
And also, I know sign language.
Yes, this little girl, boy, you're lucky. I like her.
Okay, let's just stop. Let's just no. But it is a story. But if you only came for the action, which I did, then just get to the last 30 minutes?
There's a...
of the movie?
Yeah, the last 30 minutes is definitely pretty much the long fight, long fight sequence.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's 30 minutes.
They basically had one fight kind of about 30 minutes in, 45 minutes in. Was it even that long?
No, it was like an hour in.
No, the water fight?
Oh, no. Yeah, that was like 30-45.
Yeah, they had a small little fight to King Kong.
Underwater King Kong loses.
Yeah, he does.
King Kong loses.
If he doesn't.
No, he actually just loses.
If he doesn't learn to play Minecraft in this movie.
With his axe, pickaxe.
Once he got the pickaxe that was electronical. Electrical.
It wasn't electric, though.
Yeah, because they were charging the iPhone.
Was it an iPhone? Why do you keep making it like a charging iPhone thing?
Because his axe was like, I have no power.
But his axe can't talk.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
Lay me down.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. That...
Now I'm blue! And then Thor came in. He was flying. Okay, so really what happened is the humans take King Kong to Hollow Earth, which is like where all
the core of the Earth, but it's another Earth.
It's another Earth.
With different monsters. And inverted gravity. And inverted gravity.
Very important.
I just realized the last thing we did was Tenet.
It is.
Oh. Anyway, because inverted
gravity. A lot of people like Tenet.
I know. Do you guys like Tenet?
They loved it. Most of people would like to watch it more than once, though.
That's fair.
I digress. But anyway. King Kong.
In the Hollow Earth, there was a fight scene and he ripped the head off.
Yeah, he drank green blood. It was a lot.
It was... Like, I'm usually up for fight scenes, and, like, you ripped his head off. Okay, cool. He's eating it. Okay, not cool. That's gross. Like, why you...
And the blood was green.
And it was... Why can't it just be red blood?
Because these are monster's blood. Monster's blood is always green.
Yeah, why is it always green? I don't understand. Why can't it just be red?
That's a good point, Joe.
I don't... Why does it... It's just, just grosser, which I guess is the point.
Yeah, it was quite something. It was like, the whole theme of this movie is rip your mouth off of your head or rip your head out of your body. Yes. That's, I win.
The fighting scenes.
The fight scenes, if you're a monster and they get to this, it's almost game over, buddy.
The only time anybody's ever survived that was when Godzilla was fighting Mechagodzilla. And it was, I think it was the movie from King of Monsters that was controlling it. Like, they were using his energy, and the human was controlling it, but the human was like, bleh. So then Ghidorah was controlling it. And then when Godzilla did that to him, he was like, revenge! My turn! Open up! And then King Kong was like, I have an axe!
Joe
you
has like this my reenactments? Joe has this thing where he says, because a lot of movies have this, they say that...
let me say.
Okay.
The true way to beat Godzilla and Mechagodzilla and King Kong with the blue axe was the friends we made along the way.
The thing Joe always says is the true story is the friends we made along
the
way.
It's the
So friends. Godzilla, if we didn't say this clearly because we're all over the place. So the humans were like, look, Godzilla can pretty much kill us whenever he wants to.
Not pretty much, absolutely.
Absolutely, so... Our missiles and bullets never faze him at all.
Never.
So
when King Kong threw the ship at him, he was like, but like still.
So they make Mechagodzilla, which is
just
as big as Godzilla, but using the power source from Hollow Earth. They got like the blue.
No. It was from Ghidorah.
No. The power was from Hollow Earth.
Oh.
The brain.
Well, the brain was the human, and it had, like, to charge it up, they used the power from the Hollow Earth, and also to make it stronger, like the lasers, I think.
Yes.
Which I guess makes sense, because they had lightning breath. They used Monster Zero. We're going to call him Monster Zero.
Monster Zero.
King of Monsters, the main, I wouldn't say bad guy, because...
Antagonist.
The main monster that was fighting Godzilla.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. Story
it's
was...
It's what I signed up for.
Mm-hmm. In the fighting, yes.
Well, yeah, you can't have, although I would watch this, you can't have a 2-hour long fight sequence.
Although, Endgame was kind of, like, there was some story in between, but...
No, there was a good amount of story in game.
I know, but a lot of it was fighting.
No, they had some fighting.
Some.
Had a very long fight sequence.
Yeah.
But it wasn't 2 hours.
That's fair. It wasn't.
So, I feel like they had just enough story to get to some fighting. Which, listen, man, if I want to watch a serious movie about time inversions, I'll watch Tenet.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to watch a drama, I'll watch a drama. I don't want King Kong vs. Godzilla to be a lesson on life. I want. And you talk about destroying cities.
Nobody survived that.
I mean,
nobody survived that.
It was like
for
20 minutes, there was no humans in the city that weren't like previously in the movie. So it's like they evacuated.
No!
Every building, I don't know. Did they show an evacuation sequence?
Yeah, they're in the bunker. But if anybody was outside of the bunker, which I highly doubt, they made a bunker big enough for the entire city. Because how would you dig out the underground of an entire city?
And plus, nobody would be able to burn through the ground.
Oh, yeah. How did
to the Hollow Earth, which just made like a new portal.
Yeah.
And, you know, in order for King Kong... Or Godzilla to beat Mechagodzilla, they needed help.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, without help, they would have...
Mega Godzilla was messing Godzilla.
I know, but then King Kong came and he was like, you better help me. And this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a therapy situation.
You just always come back. The transition so smooth.
BetterHelp. BetterHelp. Listen, guys. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Like a monster, you know?
A monster.
If a King Kong, after that fight, he might have to sit down with a monster therapist and be like, this is how I feel. Now, our fights aren't big and intergalactic like that, but sometimes our fights are with our own self, our mind, our trauma, our past, our fears. And for that, you need BetterHelp. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which many may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. I go to therapy every other week. And since the pandemic, I do it in my garage, in my car. I, for one, love not having to drive, you know, 30 minutes. I love being able to do it in my car. And with BetterHelp, I've been able to become a better husband, father, person, and friend. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp, BetterHelp, wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials daily. I mean, people are putting their whole life up there. Go to www.betterhelp.com/reviews. And visit betterhelp.com/JoJo. That's BetterHelp. And join the over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And I don't know, listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/JoJo. Once again, betterhelp.com/JoJo. And now back to the show.
The true help that you need was the friends you make along the way.
The one thing about this movie that made me a little sad is we watched it on it. Well, sad and happy. I love the iPad, or I'm sorry, I love that movies are coming out on HBO Max at the same time. However, I couldn't help but think this would have been much better on a humongous screen with the movie sounds. Like, I don't mind watching, like, drama movies or even comedies on, like, iPads, but big action, like, can you imagine watching Avengers for the first time on an iPad?
First time, yeah.
Dude. So, I mean, it's super dope that we can watch it, you know, while on vacation without having to pay any additional. But at the same time, popcorn, candy, soda, big, because the fights, man, this was King Kong. He was doing cool stuff, man. He did parkour.
He was
got the axe, sweep the leg.
Godzilla was firing that laser thing a lot.
Yeah,
King Kong.
I
don't know if there's like some story that explained why he was doing that so much, but usually he's like tail whip. Okay, I'm done. You guys lost now.
But he was like fire.
Yeah.
As soon as he charged it up, he was like running it. He did the fire breathing thing.
Yeah, I don't know why he was doing it so much,
but it was awesome.
It was King Kong jumping on the buildings. That was a cool
parkour.
He was doing parkour.
It was super awesome when they were fighting Mechagodzilla and losing, and Godzilla blew the fire, whatever that energy is from Hollow Earth, into the axe, and King Kong was like, sweet, bro. Then he was like, boom, cut your arm off.
Godzilla was like, step. And then King Kong was like, and then Mechagodzilla was like, I'm a robot, so I don't make that noise. Rawr. And then King Kong would be like, sweep the legs. And then he was like, ah. And that's what happened.
That's pretty much the whole movie.
Yep.
That's pretty much the whole movie.
It was the entire movie.
It was so awesome, man. I was just like, yes. Mechagodzilla was beating up Godzilla so bad. He was just like, grab, yes. smash.
Godzilla didn't stand it. Not even his lasers were strong.
No.
His tail was just weaker in every way, shape, and form.
Godzilla better be glad he didn't kill King Kong and they gave him like a...
Yeah.
You know, because without that...
Mechagodzilla probably would have...
It would have been. He would have got his mouth ripped open.
He would have done the thing that Godzilla usually does.
He would have done the mouth destruction thing. Mm-hmm. It would have been all... But King Kong was like... Man, you beat me up. Godzilla, he stepped on him. He was like, now I'm going to let you live, but you know I won. King Kong was like... Yeah, well, I'm dying now, so, I mean, I ain't gonna bow, but I mean, I'm also already laying on the ground, so, I mean, technically,
I ain't gonna do, though.
I don't have to bow, because I'm already, like, you yelled and I yelled, but your foot was on my chest the whole time, so.
Like, you yelled and I yelled, but also, I'm on the ground, so, you know, yeah.
So, you won. Godzilla turned around like, don't get up. King Kong was like, look, man, my heart is going. I'm an old Kong. Also,
that girl feeling the heartbeat, no.
Yes, Joe.
No, you don't
In movie world, you do. You feel it through the concrete. Because we were connected. We were connected.
She was like 10 feet away.
I did this. I said coward and it meant brave. And then
it was like a joke. That doesn't have anything to do with what I'm saying.
I know your heart because I am the Kong Whisperer.
But that's not him, though. Was the Kong Whisperer ever in the movie?
No, the little girl was the one who was like, he's sad and angry. He doesn't trust you guys. He trusts me, though.
But also, yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah, this isn't.
It was so funny. In one of the fight sequences, when they had those, like, ships.
They were trying to escape.
Go ahead.
They were trying to escape the main bad girl, the guy that built Mechagodzilla's daughter. She was getting a sample of the Axe Energy thing. And she was trying to leave, and King Kong was in the way. So they shot King Kong, and he was like, ah, why'd you do that? And then they went around him, and they were trying to go down, and King Kong was like, boom.
He caught him,
and he looked inside. Father didn't notice this at first.
I did not.
But he looked inside to see if the girl was in there.
I just thought he was looking.
But... No, he was definitely, he was like, girl there? No? Okay.
he did it like... I don't like he crushed it like you would crush a soda can and just be like, all right, I'm done with that. And the lady was like, we should have got the girl for insurance.
We didn't think about that.
Yeah.
She shocked him. He was like, which never works.
It never works.
See, another thing that you know King Kong would lose against Godzilla, they use missiles against Godzilla, and Godzilla's like,
and he never even turns around.
Oh, he doesn't. He
doesn't do anything. It's like it's like if somebody threw a gnat at you, you know? Because when you see gnats, you're just like, move. I'm just like more annoyed than anything. It doesn't hurt. I'm not scared. It's just really
it's
in
like
my way.
An itchy spot.
Yes.
Or cough. Like they hurt, but not really.
Yes.
And you just can't.
It just turns. All it does is make them turn around and smack whatever.
Yeah, it's just. Same thing with King Kong, but back to what I was saying. They use missiles against Godzilla, and he's like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. And they use bullets against King Kong, and he's like, yeah, whatever. But what's stronger, missiles or bullets?
Missiles.
Missiles are 10,000, not 10, but you know, they're a lot stronger. Mm-hmm. So, and also, he has like scaly armor, because he's like a reptile.
You're talking about King, or Godzilla?
Godzilla, yeah. So, I guess that also helps.
But remember, Mechagodzilla had everything Godzilla had, plus missiles. That his missiles actually were hurting Godzilla.
Whose?
Mechagodzilla.
Oh, yeah. Why don't they just use those missiles?
I don't know. Those were big I guess they're bigger ones.
But if they know their missiles, their normal missiles don't do anything except for destroy the fighter jet and the people inside, then only use those missiles.
Yeah.
Because then they're just going to waste more money building those robots and time, which I guess they have 3 years to build them. But, like, still.
Mm-hmm.
And also, why are people dumb in this movie? Why are they dumb? They built a Mecha Godzilla in there, and everybody's like, why is he mad? Whoa! Like, I guess they didn't know, but if you knew Godzilla was coming, then shut everything down. Like, even if you're ready, it's so Godzilla!
They played dead. Remember, Godzilla was looking, he was like, smoking fire, and pretty. Everybody's pretty still.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I definitely won this.
he didn't even do the victory scream where he's like, and then breathe fire, like,
no, he didn't.
And then beat his chest, like,
he has little hands.
He does.
King Kong doing parkour was, he was boom, boom, axe grab, spin around.
There's more fight scenes.
When he jumped and had the
axe,
collecting the power, and then he smacked Godzilla in the face with it.
Why didn't that work? Why didn't he get
it? It did. I feel like it knocked him out, but it didn't kill. Godzilla
he
never
got up immediately.
No, remember? Because he was like, when his mouth was all smoky, and the guy was like, I guess round two goes to Kong.
Oh, yeah.
And then they kind of went away from it, and then Godzilla got up. But Godzilla, on the old ones, the old, old, terrible Godzilla movies. We should watch one of those.
We should not.
We should watch versus, like, Mothra.
What?
Godzilla versus Mothra is like a humongous moth.
I know who Mothra is. I just know that wouldn't be a fair fight even slightly.
Maybe am I making that up?
I'm pretty Mothra? Sure.
Yeah, these are like the terrible Godzilla stuff. 1964.
Mothra?
Mm-hmm. This is the Godzilla stuff that I used to watch as a kid. It'd be on TV.
It's just a moth. How was this even? I guess King Kong vs. Godzilla wasn't a fair fight, but at least he stood a chance. Not really.
This Godzilla was so,
like, it's just a big moth.
But look, he's blowing the wind. And Godzilla's like, I got dirt in my eye. And he's going,
it's wind!
He's blowing his wings really hard.
Yeah, no, this is terrible. Just aim!
He can't because the dirt's in his eye, Joe.
The dirt is in his eye! This is... It's probably awkward for you guys because you have no idea what we're watching. But currently, Mothra is just blowing wind, and Godzilla is like, I can't. And then he did the fire breath, and he missed completely. And there's also just people sitting there. And a big watermelon?
It's an egg.
Is that Mothra's egg? This is
Tail Sweep coming up, Joe.
What is happening? They're just replaying the same thing over and over. Is he getting grabbed by Mothra? The moth, the big moth, is grabbing the, just, what? Just anyway, tossing guns.
I grew up watching these old, they used to play back on TV, and I used to be like, this is awesome.
That was, I guess also in 10, 20 years, this is going to be horrible. But also, what?
It was just like,
it was just blowing wind. It's like, it's wind.
But Godzilla's like, it's so,
like,
strong.
Would he, Godzilla, well, I guess Godzilla currently wouldn't get affected by a tornado. Maybe it'd lift him off his feet.
Remember,
a little, but it wouldn't do anything.
That's Titan-level wind. It's not regular moths. That's Mothra, baby. Big moth. Big moth energy. Big moth
energy. It's like the size of a mountain.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, that mountain.
That's King Kong is in there. Yep. He's definitely there. What if King Kong just jumped out right now and then he was like, JoJo, stop talking bad about my movie. And then he'll be like, okay, coward, me, coward.
King Kong can speak now?
JoJo! Oh, but sign language, you'd be like.
But I don't understand sign language.
But you would, though, because you would put your hand on the
ground. But also, how would he see me through all of these buildings? Because
he would look with his eye through that plane and be like, JoJo Fratrick?
I'm not in a plane.
Boy, I know, boy, I like little children.
Okay.
Anyway, the movie was fantastic.
Me and JoJo. I wish there was more fight scenes. Surprisingly.
More?
There was only like two major fight scenes. Like, I wish there was a third monster or something. Well, I guess
fourth monster, you mean?
Yeah. Mechagodzilla was only at the end, though.
What if Mothra came in and was like, all right, guys.
No, but I mean,
get
like,
windy in here. They're just like, dude.
Go away.
Girl, fine.
Mothra died, though.
Yeah, I know.
But I wish there was more fight scenes. Like, yeah, story, whatever. But just, we want monster fights. There was two King Kong versus Godzilla fights, and the second one ended with them fighting against Mechagodzilla, which was also at the end of the movie. Like, and the first one lasted like, actually, I don't know how long it lasted, but still, I wish there was just something else to fight.
Yeah.
Because like, I didn't come to see a story. I came to see Godzilla and King Kong. Boom, boom, and then.
I feel like they delivered on a good enough amount of action, though. Yeah, I mean, I would have taken more, but
40 minutes.
That's a lot.
For a 2-hour movie about monsters?
But you gotta set it up.
They're monsters! They wanna fight! Boom, boom, ah. There. They already had a setup. They sensed the alpha and King Kong was escaping the Skull Island thing. Now they fight for the rest of an hour and 30 minutes.
They gotta set up Mechagodzilla, man. The Hollow Earth.
Okay, charging. They can set up Mechagodzilla. That's fine.
But, and like, also they want to really set up, they can set up more movies. Like, now he's at Hollow Earth. This is where monsters are created and hatched. Maybe Godzilla.
But do you really need that long to set up Mechagodzilla? They built Mechagodzilla. We didn't get any sort of how or what it's made of.
I was seeing some reviews, and the guy was like, there's not enough human story.
What?
The movie guy was saying there's not enough human story in that movie.
I don't
said it's too much fighting in a Godzilla versus King Kong movie.
In a Godzilla movie, there's too much of fight. There was 40 minutes for a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
There should be like an hour of sword and an hour of fighting.
Did you like this one better, or Kong Skull Island or Godzilla King of Monsters?
Skull Island and Skull of Monsters. King of Monsters, I liked more. I liked Skull Island more. The first one.
Skull Island was great.
I like Skull Island because there's just no story. There's like barely any story. That's why I like it. There's just boom, boom. What was the skull crawler? What sound?
Mostly screeching.
Bite, bite. Punch,
mouth
punch.
Break off.
And then he did the Hulk thing. But he didn't do
he
the
did
Hulk
that
thing.
Low key.
Did he? That's it. I'm leaving.
Is the episode over? We'll see you next week, guys.
Goodbye.